Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts unity and solidarity of 140 crore Indians is country's biggest strength in its fight against terrorism, assures nation perpetrators and conspirators behind Pahalgam terror attack will be given harshest punishment. Prime Minister in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani urges citizens to use Sachet mobile app to receive real-time alerts on natural disasters in regional languages. India making big strides in cancer care with focus on setting up large-scale treatment centers and promoting early diagnosis, says Health Minister J.P. Nadda. Iran declares day of national mourning tomorrow after deadly explosion at port near Bandar Abbas. And in women's cricket, India beat host Sri Lanka by 9 wickets in the first ODI of Tri-Nation series in Colombo. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that unity and solidarity of 140 crore Indians is the biggest strength of the country in its fight against terrorism. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani today, Mr. Modi assured the people that the perpetrators and conspirators behind Pahalgam terror attack will be given harshest punishment. 26 people lost their lives in the terror incident in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam on the 22nd of this month. Prime Minister Modi said following the terror attack, several global leaders called him up and wrote letters strongly condemning this heinous terrorist attack.
भारत के हम लोगों में जो आक्रोश है वो आक्रोश पूरी दुनिया में है इस आतंकी हमले के बाद लगातार दुनिया भर से संवेदनाएं आ रही हैं मुझे ग्लोबल लीडर्स ने फोन किए हैं पत्र लिखे हैं संदेश भेजे हैं इस जघन्य तरीके से किए गए आतंकी हमले की सब ने कठोर निंदा की है उन्होंने मृतकों के परिवारजनों के प्रति संवेदनाएं प्रकट की है पूरा विश्व आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में 140 करोड़ भारतीयों के साथ खड़ा है मैं पीड़ित परिवारों को भरोसा देता हूं उन्हें न्याय मिलेगा इस हमले के दोषियों और साजिश रचने वालों को कठोरतम जवाब दिया जाएगा
The Prime Minister said the enemies of India and Jammu and Kashmir were not pleased that peace was returning to Kashmir, democracy was getting stronger and tourists were increasing at a record rate.
जब कश्मीर में शांति लौट रही थी स्कूल कॉलेजों में एक वाइब्रेंसी थी निर्माण कार्यों में अभूतपूर्व गति आई थी लोकतंत्र मजबूत हो रहा था पर्यटकों की संख्या में रिकॉर्ड बढ़ोतरी हो रही थी लोगों की कमाई बढ़ रही थी देश के दुश्मनों को जम्मू कश्मीर के दुश्मनों को ये रास नहीं आया आतंक के आका चाहते हैं कश्मीर फिर से तबाह हो जाए और इसलिए इतनी बड़ी साजिश को अंजाम दिया
Mr. Modi has expressed happiness over the completion of 50 years of the launch of Aryabhatta satellite this month. He said the country is busy preparing for many important missions like Gaganyaan, SpaceX and Chandrayaan 4 and is also working on the Venus orbiter mission and Mars lander mission.
आज भारत एक ग्लोबल स्पेस पावर बन चुका है हमने एक साथ 104 सैटेलाइट का लॉन्च करके रिकॉर्ड बनाया है हम चंद्रमा के साउथ पोल पर पहुंचने वाले पहले देश बने हैं भारत ने मार्स ऑर्बिटर मिशन लॉन्च किया है हम आदित्य L1 मिशन के जरिए सूरज के काफी करीब तक पहुंचे हैं आज भारत पूरी दुनिया में सबसे ज्यादा कॉस्ट इफेक्टिव सक्सेसफुल स्पेस प्रोग्राम का नेतृत्व कर रहा है दुनिया के कई देश अपने सैटेलाइट्स और स्पेस मिशन के लिए इसरो की मदद लेते हैं
On disaster management, the Prime Minister opined that alertness is the most important thing in dealing with any natural disaster. He urged citizens to use the Sachet mobile app, which has been designed to provide real-time alerts during any natural disaster in regional languages.
सचेत ऐप भारत की नेशनल डिजास्टर मैनेजमेंट अथॉरिटी ने तैयार किया है बाढ़ साइक्लोन लैंडस्लाइड सुनामी जंगलों की आग हिमस्खलन आंधी तूफान या फिर बिजली गिरने जैसी आपदाएं हो सचेत ऐप आपको हर प्रकार से इन्फॉर्म और प्रोटेक्टेड रखने का प्रयास करता है इस ऐप के माध्यम से आप मौसम विभाग से जुड़े अपडेट्स प्राप्त कर सकते हैं खास बात यह है कि सचेत ऐप क्षेत्रीय भाषाओं में भी कई सारी जानकारियां उपलब्ध कराता है
The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has intensified probe into the Pahalgam terror attack case. NIA teams are camping at the terror attack site since Wednesday. The NIA said in a statement that the teams are examining the eyewitnesses who had seen the attack unfold at the Baisaran Valley. The entry and the exit points are being closely scrutinized by the NIA teams for clues to the modus operandi of the terrorists. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir police today detained two hardcore terrorist associates from Budgam district under the Stringent Public Safety Act. A police spokesperson said the detained individuals were instrumental in facilitating terrorist activities, including movement, shelter, logistical support, besides motivating local youth to join banned terrorist organizations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today spoke to UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy. Both leaders discussed the terrorist attack at Pahalgam. They highlighted the importance of zero tolerance for terrorism. A total of 537 Pakistani nationals visiting India have so far returned home through the Attari Wagha border crossing in Punjab's Amritsar. It comes following the government's 48-hour deadline for Pakistani nationals present in India on SAARC visa to exit the country in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack, which claimed lives of 26 people. Out of 537 Pakistani nationals, 237 returned today. Talking to Akashwani News, protocol officer at Attari, Arun Mahal, said the date of return for all visa holders, including those on medical visa, has been extended till the 29th of this month.
237 पाकिस्तानी नागरिक जो कि इंडिया से पाकिस्तान जा चुके हैं और 116 भारतीय थे वो वापस आ चुके हैं। 24 से लेके अब तक की नजर में देखा जाए तो 537 पाकिस्तान से इंडिया वापस जा चुके हैं और 850 भारतीय जो पाकिस्तान अलग अलग वीजा पे गए हुए थे वो वापस आ चुके हैं। टोटल 1387 पाक नेशनल और इंडियन आपस में इनको मिक्स किया गया तो ये सारे पाकिस्तान और इंडिया आ जा चुके हैं।
The Uttarakhand government has cancelled the registration of 77 Pakistani nationals who had signed up for the annual Chardham and Hemkund Sahib pilgrimage. The decision was announced by State Tourism and Culture Minister Satpal Maharaj.
पाकिस्तान के नागरिक होंगे उनका रजिस्ट्रेशन कैंसिल होगा वो चार धाम यात्रा नहीं कर पाएंगे ये हमने निर्णय लिया है उनका वीजा भी वैसे समाप्त हो रहा है उन सबको पाकिस्तान लौट जाना चाहिए ये 77 के करीब संख्या है पर निश्चित रूप में कोई भी पाकिस्तानी जो है वो यात्रा नहीं कर पाएगा
Offline registration for the Yatra is set to begin tomorrow with dedicated centers established in Haridwar, Rishikesh, Vikasnagar and Herbertpur to assist pilgrims. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today said that India is making big strides in cancer care with a focus on setting up large-scale treatment centers and promoting early diagnosis. Mr. Nadda was speaking at the inauguration of the Expanded Cancer Institute and the launch of the state-of-the-art True Beam unit at the Government Cancer Hospital in Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar in Maharashtra. He quoted a report by the recognized medical journal, The Lancet, which said that with the government's efforts, 90% of cancer patients in India are now starting their treatment within 30 days of diagnosis, a record recognized globally. He said 780 medical colleges are operating today across the country and the government is committed in ensuring there is no shortage of funds for medical education and healthcare services.
हम लोगों ने अपने डिटेक्शन का स्क्रीनिंग का देश का बेसलाइन बढ़ाया है और देश के बेसलाइन को बढ़ाने के लिए 175,000 आयुष्मान आरोग्य मंदिर स्थापित किए इन 175,000 आयुष्मान आरोग्य मंदिर में ओरल कैंसर महिलाओं का ब्रेस्ट कैंसर सर्विस कैंसर और पुरुषों और महिलाओं दोनों का ओरल कैंसर इसके डिटेक्शन को एट द एज ऑफ 30 हमने कंपल्सरी कर दिया है ताकि अर्ली डायग्नोस हो सके
Eminent space scientist, former ISRO chairman and architect of the National Education Policy, Dr. K. Kasturi Rangan, was cremated with full state honors in Bengaluru today. He passed away on Friday at his residence in the city. A host of dignitaries, including Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, Governor Thavar Chand Gehlot, Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah, and ISRO chairman Dr. V. Narayanan, paid their respects to the late scientist at the Raman Research Institute. Speaking to media persons, Mr. Pradhan described Dr. Kasturi Rangan as a scholar with deep understanding and holistic approach to the issues. In Madhya Pradesh, 10 people were killed and 4 injured in a road accident in Mandsaur today. The incident took place when a speeding car collided with a motorcycle and subsequently plunged into a well. Senior police officials rushed to the spot and have initiated the rescue operation. In Delhi, 2 children died in a massive fire that broke out in a slum cluster in Rohini area today. Delhi Fire Services said after receiving a call regarding the incident this afternoon, 20 fire tenders were rushed to the spot. Firefighters are currently trying to douse the blaze and the operation is underway to bring the situation under control. Over 400 shanties were gutted by the fire. And in international news, the Iranian government has declared a day of national mourning tomorrow after the deadly explosion at Shahid Rajai Port near Bandar Abbas. Iranian government spokesperson Fatemeh Mojedani made the announcement today. According to the latest reports, death toll from the massive explosion has risen to 28, while over 1,200 people are injured in yesterday's blast. The blast occurred when a fuel tanker exploded at the port in Hormozgan province. However, the government said the exact cause is still under investigation. In Canada, 9 people were killed and several injured after a vehicle drove into a crowd at the Lapu-Lapu Filipino Festival in Vancouver. According to the Vancouver Police Department, a 30-year-old local man drove a black SUV into the street festival yesterday. The accused is now in custody. The police department confirmed that the incident was not an act of terrorism. Uganda has declared an end to the Ebola Sudan virus disease SVD outbreak after completing a 42-day mandatory countdown without any new confirmed cases reported. The declaration came in less than 3 months after the virus was detected in the capital, Kampala. In Bihar, 2 Guinness World Records were achieved in distinct categories, Madhubani painting and a singing bowl ensemble performed by Buddhist monks. At a ceremony held today at the Pataliputra Sports Complex in Patna, officials from Guinness World Records presented the certificates to Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. Director General of Bihar Sports Authority, Ravindran Shankaran, who witnessed the event at Bodh Gaya, described the moment as historic.
पहली बार दो गिनेस बुक ऑफ वर्ल्ड रिकॉर्ड्स बिहार में आज हुआ है. एक है दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा मधुबनी पेंटिंग सारे महिला मिलकर बनाए हैं और दूसरा बोध गया में कल शाम में बाल लामास 350 से अधिक लोग वहां मिलकर सिंगिंग बॉल चलाए हैं तो वो भी एक रिकॉर्ड हुआ है. तो दोनों वर्ल्ड रिकॉर्ड बिहार ने किया है.
On this occasion, the Chief Minister also reviewed the preparations for the upcoming Khelo India Youth Games scheduled to be held in Bihar from the 4th to 15th of next month. In women's cricket, India defeated host Sri Lanka by 9 wickets in the first ODI of the Tri-Nation series in Colombo. The game was curtailed to 39 overs aside after thunder showers led to a delay in the start of the match. Chasing a target of 148 runs, India overhauled the score, posting 149 for the loss of 1 wicket in 29.4 overs. Earlier put into bat, Sri Lanka were bowled out for 147 in 38.1 overs. South Africa is the third team in the tournament. And in IPL T20 cricket, hosts Delhi Capitals were at 156 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in 19 overs against Royal Challengers Bengaluru. Earlier, Royal Challengers Bengaluru won the toss and elected to bowl. In another match today, Mumbai Indians defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 54 runs at Wankhede Stadium. Chasing the target of 216, Lucknow scored 161 runs. And in badminton, Indian team went down against Denmark 1-4 in the tie in the opening Group D match in the BWF Sundaram Cup finals at Xiamen in China today. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts unity and solidarity of 140 crore Indians is the country's biggest strength in its fight against terrorism, assures nation's perpetrators and conspirators behind Pahalgam terror attack will be given harshest punishment. Prime Minister in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani urges citizens to use Sachet mobile app to receive real-time alerts on natural disasters in regional languages. India making big strides in cancer care with focus on setting up large-scale treatment centers and promoting early diagnosis, says Health Minister J.P. Nadda. Iran declares day of national mourning tomorrow after deadly explosion at port near Bandar Abbas. And in women's cricket, India beat host Sri Lanka by 9 wickets in the first ODI of the Tri-Nation series in Colombo. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.